morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm reporter Emily Kwong, stepping in for our host. And we have some staff members from City Hall here to talk about our upcoming municipal election, which is a mere 3 days away. And so coming, approaching soon, and joining me in the studio is City Clerk Sarah Peterson and Community Affairs Director Megan Bozak to talk about it. How are you both?
Good.
Thanks for having us.
Good morning. So what is it like on the third floor of City Hall right now?
We are bustling on the third floor. this year in particular, it has been extremely busy at City Hall for advance voting. We started September 17th. That was our first day, and we continue through Monday. So we've had over close to 300 in-person folks that have come in to vote. So it's been very busy, and almost close to about 75 that we've either mailed or folks that have voted by fax. So it's been really busy.
That's great.
Yes.
That's very good news. Yes. And so the majority of voting is going to take place on Election Day, October 2nd.
Yes.
What is the who, what, when, where? Maybe not the why. The why should be self-explanatory.
Yes. I encourage everyone to get out and vote on Tuesday. Our polls are located at Harrigan Centennial Hall. We have two precincts. The polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can, once you pull up to Harrigan, or you'll see signs that direct you to which precinct you're in. We have a power ballot before us this year. We've got not only a mayoral race, but we've got assembly, school board, and then we've got two propositions. So I feel like there's a lot on the ballot. Folks are very interested, so I'm pretty excited for a high turnout. Proposition number one is, I'll basically summarize the question or the proposition. So it's a referendum. It was brought forth by citizens, and basically it's asking if you wish to repeal the senior sales tax exemption program that was put in place in April. So a yes vote would reinstate the previous senior sales tax exemption process that we had in Sitka. A no vote would maintain the rebate program.
Got it. So, and this would all go into effect when? Were it to pass, what would happen with the senior sales tax?
So our results, the election results, are certified at the assembly meeting on October 9th. So both propositions, mm-hmm. if they were to pass, would go into effect after the results are certified that evening.
October 9th.
Yes.
Interesting. And then Proposition 2?
Proposition 2. So this was also brought forth by citizens, and the question reads, shall the city exempt itself from the provisions of state statute that are going into effect on October 1st. So a yes vote, and this is very high level, I encourage folks to read up on it a little bit, but a yes vote would exempt the municipality from the statewide smoking ban. So smoking would be allowed inside the P-Bar, the Moose Lodge, the American Legion, and Ernie's, and then a no vote would ban smoking from those establishments and other public places that are included in that legislation.
Right. As is happening automatically in other communities in Alaska, I hear Sitka is the only community to put this on the ballot. What do you make of that, that we're the only community in Alaska? What does that tell you about Sitkins?
I think citizens are very engaged in what is happening in their community, and it's actually exciting to see. I'm glad that folks are concerned and interested. And
I agree. Yeah. We live in an unusually politically engaged community.
Yes, we do.
People really know what's going on here.
Yes, it's been interesting to watch folks. with this process.
Okay. Yeah.
I think that just highlights the importance of voting. I mean, so often we feel like we can't have an effect on our government, whether it's national or state. But here in Sitka, for our local election, you can have an effect. Your vote really matters. Our races are so close. You know, you really need to think about our assembly members and the mayor that you vote for, who best represents you and your feelings and what you want to see in this community. It really, really is an important thing. A couple votes make a difference. Yes.
I've actually had some folks that have said to me in past years, well, my vote doesn't matter. It does. I mean, we've had races where there's been like one or two votes difference. So we'll do, you know, folks might ask for a recount, but I mean, and it might come out the same way, but really your vote matters. So I really encourage folks to get out.
That's a very compelling why. Yes. If your vote matters anywhere, really, yes, on an immediate direct level to your life, it is the local election in Sitka.
Yeah.
What is the availability for those with special needs for voting? Where can they vote on October 2nd?
So we have in Precinct 1, and both, if you're in Precinct 2, you can use this equipment too, but we have an audio-assisted voting equipment in Precinct 1. Mm-hmm. So folks can initiate the process, and they can hear who they, you know, the candidates, each of the races and the propositions, and they can vote that way. So if you're in Precinct 2, you can still use that. You just register in your precinct and we'll have a worker walk you down to Precinct 1 and stay with you until you voted and then take your ballot back to Precinct 2.
Yeah, so, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's great.
Out of curiosity, who records the audio for that special needs equipment?
So we have our equipment programmed with Dominion Voting.
Oh.
And they're in Canada. So Yvonne is her name, and she records that for us. So I work with her to make sure that she's got the pronunciations correct and whatnot. So
thank you, Yvonne. Yes. Stepping into her shoes for a moment, can you remind us who is running on the ballot this year for all the different, like you said, there is a contest for school board, assembly, and mayor across the board.
Sure. So for mayor, one person to be elected. Our candidates are Aaron Bean, Benjamin Miyasato, and Gary Paxton. And then for assembly, we have two to be elected, Kevin Mosier, Sheila Finkenbinder, Valerie Nelson, Blossom Twitchell, and Brennan Carter. And then for school board, we have two to be elected as well, Eric Van Sice, Amy Morrison, and Cass Karis-Pook.
Okay. So five decisions basically to make. Those three areas of office and then the two ballot questions.
Yes, very powerful ballot. Yeah. So
it's not every year that we have a sweep.
Mm-hmm. No, we haven't had. In 2016, we had a ballot prop, and I believe prior to that, we hadn't had any props since 2010. So,
Let's talk a little bit about what's available to those who cannot vote on October 2nd but want to get their vote in right before. What should they do?
Okay, so I would like to mention a couple of things.
Sure.
So advance voting, folks will be open, of course, today from 8 to 5, and then Monday, 8 to 5 at City Hall. They can come to the third floor. They bring ID with them, and we can allow them to vote that way. And then we can also allow them to vote by fax, so they can contact our office, 747-1811 or 747-1826, and we can help them through the voting process that way. I also want to encourage folks, if you're ill or you're homebound and you wish to vote, we can help you vote through the personal rep process. So someone can come to City Hall, for example, today, Monday, get a ballot for you. We have them fill out paperwork. They can take it to you, and then you can vote, and then they bring it back to City Hall. Same thing happens on Election Day, same process. So they can go to the precinct, get a ballot for you, bring it to you, and then have it back to us before the polls close at 8. So.
Why is it important to the city that that program exists for voters?
It really ensures, you know, we really try to help everyone, if they wish to vote, to be able to provide that opportunity for them and allow that to happen. So,
yeah. Well, thank you to the great lengths you go to for that. And for those who are able to vote on October 2nd, where should they go to vote and what can they expect once they get there?
So the polls are open from on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Precinct 1 is located in meeting rooms 5 and 6, which is where our assembly meetings are typically held. Precinct 2 is in rooms 2 and 3, which is facing the front of the building. And so just look for signage when you walk up to the building. You'll need to bring ID with you, driver's license, state ID, hunting license. You can even bring a utility bill with your name on it.
just one of those items, correct?
Yes, just one. Yeah. You don't need to bring all this mm-hmm. whole list, but there's a number of forms of ID that are acceptable. So bring ID. The folks will look your name up. You'll sign the register. You'll be issued a ballot, and you can be on your way to voting.
Great. Yeah. I hear that an American government class at Sitka High School is having their mock election on Monday.
Oh, good.
And we'll report on the results of that, hopefully, though after the election.
Yes.
We don't want to sway the election in any way. But just as we head out, were you guys American government? You were American government students at one point.
Yes.
Did you have an interest in government even then? Could you have predicted that you would be so
no.
deeply involved?
So Mr. Petruski was my American government teacher at Sitka High. And so he and I laugh about this, that never in a million years would I didn't expect to end up in this role. But here I am. Life's a journey, and you take different roads and paths. And, yeah, so we often get a chuckle about that. So,
what about you, Megan?
Mr. Hartman at West Albany High School in Oregon was my history teacher, and I'm a history buff, so I really enjoy that and have always kind of been into the political sciences, but never would have expected local government for a career, but I enjoy it as well. It's always exciting. It's always changing. We've got a lot of job openings, so we encourage folks not only to visit the City and Borough of Sitka website, cityofsitka.com, and our Facebook page for information on elections, but also if you're interested in working for us, there's a lot of job postings that are available.
Thank you for mentioning that. That is Community Affairs Director Megan Bozak. She's been joined by City Clerk Sarah Peterson to provide an overview of what you can expect and how to vote on election, the municipal election, which is coming up in just 3 short days. So get out to Vote Sitka. The election hub on our website is just a one-stop shop for you to learn more about the candidates and listen to Raven Radio's forums. We hosted 3 forums about each of these different parts of the ballot. A lot of good information there, and that's at kcaw.org. Thank you both so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you.